Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And today, you guys, I'm going first with Katie Duckett as we take a look back at 2021. We talk about our words from the year, we talk about the things that worked and the things that really didn't, and we just kind of do a little wrap up of how this year has gone, how things turned out differently than we expected, and we get ready to gear up for next week's episode where we are going to be talking a lot about what is coming in 2022 and what we can plan for and what we can't plan for and the words that we are choosing for the year and the goals we are taking on and the ways we are going about addressing those goals and all kinds of things is what will be on next week's podcast. But we thought it would be a good idea to have a little wrap up before we get there. And so that is what this week is all about. Now, of course, I also want to make a little plug right now for Patreon, because that is where I would really love to see all of you get into for the new year. That is where we are going to be tackling our goals and all of those things that we are wanting to take on in 2022. Even if it's things that we are letting go of, it is going to be the place where we are really discussing tracking our lives and what we are actually getting done and what we are actually feeling like and trying to grapple with those things and find solutions and find a way forward, because I think a lot of us really want to find the way forward at this point. We've been living in survival mode for a really long time now, and we all kind of want to get a hold of our lives. And so that is a lot of what we are going to be doing in Patreon in the coming year. I'm releasing the tracker this week that is basically a planner that you can have printed out at Staples or wherever you get your printouts. You could even have it bound if you want to. And then it's a place for you to keep track every day of how you're feeling, where you're at in your cycle, where your mood is, what is impacting your life, the things that you're grateful for, how much sleep you're getting, how you're taking care of yourself, what is actually happening in your life, and what things are impacting you that are either hindering you from moving forward or helping you to move forward. We're going to be providing accountability within Patreon and all of those things to help us have a better year. Nobody's wanting to claim 2022 as their year, but maybe we can make it a little bit better. Maybe we don't have to live in that survival place anymore. And one of the ways to do that is by tracking how we're doing, sharing it with other people, having accountability and encouragement. And you are going to find all of that in Patreon. So come over and join us at patreon.com/livewelltogether. We would love to have you over there to just really dive into 2022 together and live as well as we can. All right. We would love to welcome you into that circle of community. So again, that's patreon.com/livewelltogether. All right. Without further ado, here are Katie and I talking about the last year. Hello, Katie.
Hello, Mackenzie.
Okay, in all actuality, we've been talking for an hour and a half. We still haven't managed to record anything yet. So I think we've gotten all of our other topics out of the way that we needed to catch up on.
Yes.
We are here to maybe a little bit begrudgingly look back on the last year. And so this is our plan, everybody. This week's episode, the final episode of the year, is going to be our look back on 2021 and kind of where we thought it was going to go and where it ended up and what our words were for this past year and favorite things that we found and what worked and what didn't. And then kind of like moving forward, kind of what our plan is as far as like the goal planners and stuff we are using for 2022. And then next week's New Year's episode will be all about our words that we've chosen for this year, if we manage to do so, and our goals and our plans and all of that. So this is more of like the look back.
Yep.
Yeah. And I don't think either of us are quite where we thought we were going to be.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year. I mean, another year where you have to kind of hold plans loosely and go with the flow and less in our control than years previously.
Yeah. And I think I was still pretty like disillusioned by everything that was going on a year ago. And to the point where like, I didn't even really do much as far as goals go. I think that it was one of those years where I was like, who knows what could happen? I know I picked a word for the year, but I didn't get power sheets like I normally would. I just kind of was like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Which is not my normal way of going into a new year. Mm-mm. But definitely, I think last year it just was kind of like, well, we thought this far into it, you know, we were what, like 9 months into the pandemic. I think we thought like we thought we were going to be in a different place by the mm-hmm. end of the year, and we weren't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my kids, I still had two kids home from school at that point. And I didn't put the level of planning and goal setting and everything into place heading into 2021 as I had in years past, because I didn't have the energy.
Mm-hmm. And that's saying something, because you love doing that. That's
yeah.
something you do well. You love New Year's. You like yeah. the fresh start. You like the goals. So, I mean, I think we all kind of came into this past year like that. We've been through something mm-hmm. and you have a lot of question marks, and you don't take for granted, you know, what it might look like to get back into a routine and a schedule. And
yeah,
you want that, but also you don't have control really over that. And so there was just a lot. I think we were cautious going into yeah. last year.
And I think that the whole world was still in more of a state of trying to figure out how we do this.
Yeah.
Like how things that used to be normal now operate.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like it's not fully figured out, but there's a lot more in place of like, okay, this is how this works. This is how we do extended pandemic life. Like mm-hmm. it doesn't feel, there's still so many things up in the air, but it's more just like, I think we've all sort of resigned ourselves to like, this is what it is now. So yeah. this is how we do it.
Less shock to the system and more yeah. like, oh, okay, I know how to do this now. I don't like it, but I know what to
yeah.
do.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, it's just more like, okay, my kids are in school. I don't love the way it's playing out, but this, at least we know what's mm-hmm. going on, instead of it just being like so many unknowns all the yeah. time.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I think that makes a big difference for me heading into 22. And I do love the meme where everybody is like, nobody claimed 2022, or what is it? 2022. I can get it. I promise. Nobody claim it as their year. Let's just all walk in quiet and see how things go. Like yeah. nobody say it's going to be great.
Yeah. Don't shoot too high.
Yeah. We can't risk that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do think there's more of this sense of like, okay, I can plan a little bit more now.
Yeah.
Because there aren't so many just like big life questions yep. going on.
And even within the parameters of it all could be thrown out the window. Like we're more comfortable here.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And at least it's like, oh, okay. Well, if the schools shut back down again, at least they sort of know what they're doing, or, yeah, you know, like,
quantity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Instead of like, I remember when it hit in 2020 and you were just like, wait, what? Like everything just stops.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't happen. Like, what are you even talking about? You're just yeah. sending my children home. Like,
yeah.
What about the Becca bill? Like people have to go to school. Like yeah. what is even happening? You know, where things that you did not even think were possible.
Yeah.
Happened.
Oh, they became possible.
Yeah. yeah. They absolutely did. And nobody had a plan for it, because nobody even thought like that yeah. could be a thing.
Yeah.
I feel well, like maybe we are probably more prepared for like alien invasion or zombie attacks than we were for this.
Yep. It's yeah. So true. I was going to joke about the sixes in our lives may have, yeah. may have had an inkling and had
maybe.
But really in their wildest dreams probably didn't think it would actually happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they even would have gone to that place of mm-hmm. like everybody's jobs stop and school stops and, you know, like everything. I just don't think yeah. that any of us could have fully wrapped our brains around that.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. But now it's a little bit more like, okay, mm-hmm. okay. I think that we can sort of like make some plans mm-hmm. or make a process mm-hmm. of what we're going to be doing, I mm-hmm. think more.
And I like what you said about life after the pandemic, because I think we sort of felt that way last year, but really there was still so much adjusting
yeah.
still to come. And now it feels like, okay, now we're really moving on, and we're either moving on with stipulations or without, yeah. but we're really moving to that next phase.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, even our kids are back in sports. It doesn't necessarily look the way that we would want it to, but they are consistently in sports, and yeah. school is more of a known quantity unless they send your kids home for quarantine and don't give them any work. But that's a side note.
Side note.
Yeah. But, you know, so there's still some kinks in the system for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think it is more like, okay, we are in more of a rhythm and a schedule than we have been
right.
for years now.
Right. Right. So this is the year to bring out the power sheets and the more of the goal yeah. setting, and even in our new normal, like, okay,
yeah.
Now what's it look like to kind of get back to like owning our lives and
yes.
instead of responding?
Yes. Yeah. Not just being in that constant having to alter and yes, yes, yeah. exactly. Reactionary.
Yeah.
You can kind of be like, okay, this is what it can look like. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
And still knowing that like you can only control what you can control.
Yeah.
But doing that.
Yeah. But the boundary lines have resettled, and now it's mm-hmm. time to like, okay, so within this, what can we do?
Yes. And I think it's also, and I feel like we've kind of talked about this a little bit before, but like when you go from survival mode mm-hmm. and like comfort mode, where it's like, yeah, I'm going to eat the chocolate because I just need that comfort, you know, mm-hmm. and like, I may end up in my bed more with the covers pulled over my head just because I'm just trying to get from one day to the next. Now it's more like the, okay, we all realize we have a lot more mental health issues than yeah. maybe we've had in the past. And it's time to like be proactive about it.
Yep.
Like not so much pulling the covers over our head, not so much going to all of the comfort foods or comfort activities or whatever. It's the like, okay, how do I make myself well again mm-hmm. after what we've been through? And that might take a little bit of discomfort, and that might take more work than I have felt like I had the ability to put in the past 2 years, mm-hmm. you know, but now we can start to say like, okay, it's time to move out of that place and get healthy in mind, body, spirit, everything again.
Yeah. That's really well said. I agree. It just exposed so much this
yeah.
last couple of years. And I think that takes a toll.
Yeah.
When you really, you can't hide from the fact that like with all your kids home, if there's, you know, with the online schooling, like if there's an issue, it's, you can't hide it. It's
yeah.
there. So yeah. everything in our lives was super exposed. There was no more distraction or hiding yeah. away from it. And that's exhausting, and it really takes a toll. And now that we're kind of moving through that, yeah, like you said, it's time to, how do I become healthy again and become a good friend and a good mom, and
yeah,
really go after those things that maybe I was just sort of shell-shocked for a little
yeah.
bit. Now it's time to do some work and
yeah.
have an action plan
and actually pay attention to like, well, what state are things in here yeah. and what actually does need addressing that we've maybe just been letting slide or whatever, because yeah. it all felt like too much. Like, okay, now how do we actually look at that and acknowledge it and find a way to move forward through that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that is a huge part of heading into this next year, not necessarily claiming it, you know, but being like, okay, but I'm not just going to keep staying in this survival place.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. I don't think we're the only two that are feeling that. Like, probably everybody's feeling fresh start. Let's get through the end of this year and let's control what we can and get back to living our lives and
moving
forward.
All right, ladies, we are wrapping up 2021. We are heading into a new year, and none of us really want to be dealing with hormonal issues, right? But they are usually a fact of life in some way, shape, or form for women at some point throughout their life. And why should we have to suffer? Why should we have to deal with issues that disrupt our daily lives and find solutions that are really not that great? Well, that's why I want to tell you about Bonafide and help you to get a handle on your health and how you're feeling. Because Bonafide as a company provides solutions for women experiencing symptoms related to premenopause, menopause, postmenopause, plus PMS, and really anything having to do with your hormones. Bonafide was created to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany hormonal fluctuations within their body, because every woman deserves relief without compromise. So they want to provide women with naturally powerful remedies to safely treat the natural symptoms that occur throughout our lives, from PMS to menopause and everything else along the way. They have created so many different products to help you to deal with these issues, like Reverie, which provides powerful hormone-free relief from vaginal dryness, or Relizin, which provides powerful hormone-free relief to women experiencing menopause hot flashes and night sweats, and so many others. Bonafide is legit. They are the real deal. They create non-prescription solutions that treat women's health issues using ingredients from nature as often as they can to maximize effectiveness and relief. The ingredients in every Bonafide product are the result of thorough research, development, and clinical trials, resulting in every product being scientifically validated. Safety is their top priority. All products are made with safe yet powerful ingredients, completely free from hormones. Can I get an amen? And without alarming side effects. They're endorsed by over 8,300 doctors, and over 333,000 women have been helped by Bonafide. So give Bonafide a try today. No hormones and no prescription required. Real relief without compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com and use my promo code LIVEWELL. That's hello, BONAFIDE.com and code LIVEWELL. That's LIVEWELL for 20% off at checkout. For best prices and free shipping, go directly to the HelloBonafide.com website. This is their best offer anywhere, so check it out and use the promo code LIVEWELL. And I just want to thank Bonafide for helping us all with our hormones in the new year and for sponsoring LIVEWELL Anyway. Yeah, and I think just for me too, it's become a lot less about making those big end goals. Like, I know things that I would like to reach and that I hope to reach, but for me, it's becoming a lot more about the process. And I'm sure we will talk about this more next week. But I think that's also something, as I've been getting towards the end of the year and going like, okay, as I look at 2022, and I know there are some of these things that I want to take more control of, I've been trying to sort of start filtering those things in the end of this year, and not just waiting until January 1st to be like, okay, all those Organifi drinks that I bought with the Black Friday sale, I'm not going to drink them until January 1st, because that's when I'm going to start getting healthy. And like, instead, I've been trying to sort of start filtering in some of these habits and new routines and that sort of thing in towards the end of this year, so that they're already sort of starting to take root in my life, so that then when I hit New Year's, I can be like, okay, now I can keep track and be like, yeah, I really am doing this thing.
Yeah. That seems like a big lesson based on what your word was and where you've come to. Like, that seems like a big lesson in that zone.
Yeah.
Would you say?
Yeah, I do. I think that it's been good for me to not just like wait for the big day, but actually try to see what it can look like, and allowing it to be like real sustainable change instead of that like flash in the pan that I think a lot of us have with the start of a new year.
Yeah. And embracing the process as productive and not, you know, just the mundane slogging through it, but it's actually working toward your goal in a different way than just setting it.
Well, and I think for me, it's more kind of like, okay, what are these things that I can put into place? And like I said, we'll probably talk about this more next week, but what are these things I can put into place that I'm going to try to just have be a part of my everyday life, and that I'm going to try to keep up on, whether it's in my wellness or my business or whatever. And then let's get to the end of the month or get to the end of the quarter and look back and see, okay, well, what change has happened because mm-hmm. I did those things consistently. And so it's, for me, it's less about like, I'm going to hit this number of followers on Instagram, and more like, okay, these are the things I'm going to show up and try to keep doing. And then at the end of the quarter, I can look back and say, okay, well, this is what growth happened or what growth didn't happen, or, you know, like, and shift from there. I think it's a lot more, and we're doing this a lot in Patreon this next year, but it's about keeping track of what you're actually doing and paying attention. And so that you have those records to look back on and be able to see what is actually happening.
Mm.
And I know we've talked about that a lot with homeschooling.
That's exactly where my brain went. Yeah.
Yeah. That, I mean, back when I was a homeschooler, and I know you've done this as a homeschooler, that when you actually keep track of what you're doing and what they're learning, then you can see like, oh, look how far we've come. But if you don't keep track, then you get to the end of the month or the end of the year or whatever, and you're like, I don't know if we learned anything at all, right? Because you don't have like the proof of it, like the, right, the physical written down proof. And so that's something we're trying to do in Patreon this year. I actually created like a tracker planner that people can print out and like take to Staples and have bound or whatever. And it's to keep track of how you're feeling, how your mood is, what your body is doing, what you accomplished that day, like just making quick notes, what you're grateful for, all of that stuff. So the, at the end of the month or the end of the quarter or whatever, you can look back and say like, oh, well, look, like this actually did change, or I did have more success here than I maybe would have given myself credit for. Or maybe this is an area I do need to pay more attention to.
Yeah. Oh, I love that, because it's really a mental, emotional strategy that helps you gear up to keep plodding along.
Yeah.
You know, if you set the bar really high, and who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah.
It's the hard work in the middle of that that can be really discouraging. And like, give yourself these wins. Like when you reference homeschooling, like you can write down what you want to accomplish, or you can write down what you accomplished.
And yeah. And I think both parts are important to make the plan.
Yeah.
But then to also write down what actually happened.
Yeah. To not lose sight of that, or to disqualify it if it didn't hit everything, because you did something. And so it's like this emotional strategy of like, okay, it wasn't perfect, but I did do something. And those somethings add up over time, unless you discredit them because they weren't enough. You know, it's just a way of talking to yourself kindly and giving yourself grace and acknowledging what you have done.
Yeah. Which is hard. Like even as we look back at our words from 2021, that is like my first reaction when I think back on what my word was, is like painful. And I just want to bury my head in the sand and be like, can we just forget that that was my word? Because I don't think I was, because, okay, the word was consistent or consistency, you know, whatever. So that word, when I initially hear it and look back on it, I'm like, oh, I did not do it. I didn't make it. I didn't.
That is funny, because that's what you felt about the word going into it.
So yeah.
Really coming out of it still with that same vibe.
Yeah. Like, well, that was the stupidest word ever. but I gave myself a little bit of grace, and I sat back and I said, was there anything this year, Mackenzie? Was there anything that you could say? Because I think so many times I pick my word at the beginning of the year and then I kind of forget about it. And then I get to the end of the year and I'm like, shoot, that was my word. And I didn't like even pursue it and I didn't do anything. But when I take a step back, I can say, okay, well, I maybe was not consistent in a lot of the areas that I was aiming to be consistent in. Like there were definitely things in my business that I wish would have looked differently. And, you know, those kinds of areas didn't go the way I wanted. But there were a lot of other areas of my life that I feel like did have consistency.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, the things that have happened in my romantic relationship and even in some things with my kids, those have had more consistency. I think that I've shown up in a lot of ways that maybe aren't as quantifiable, but I did the work of showing up. Mm-hmm. I think even one of the things that I wrote down in my power sheets as I was going through them, and it was like, what worked this year? And I was like, that's such an evil question. I don't know. Did anything work? And then I was like, every morning, Katie and I, Marco Polo. Like,
that's true.
I've been consistent with that. That's working for me. Yeah. So it's like letting those, they weren't the things I was necessarily aiming for, but they did happen consistently. And there is fruit from that,
yeah,
you know, and absolutely, just being like, okay, well, that's what that was for 2021.
Mm-hmm. The work of showing up. And I was going to say the same thing right back to you, that you did show up. I've seen you show up. I know the hard work you've put into just not overanalyzing and not spinning future scenarios, but like stopping and just showing up. You've done that. I've seen you do that. So maybe not in the ways, in the places you expected, but isn't that always what happens with the word? Like,
yeah, it's never
what you think it's going to look like. You have a direction. You think, okay, well, obviously it's going, but it doesn't.
Yeah,
it doesn't. It's like a theme that leads this journey, and you can't predict like what it's going to result in.
Yeah. If I wanted to have it be something else, I needed to have a qualifier. It needed to be like, my words for this year are work consistency, business consistency. Yeah. But whatever, it's fine. All of you people are listening. That's something.
Yeah. If there are people listening.
Either. Yeah. If there are any of you left,
yeah.
Send up a white flag.
Okay. Are you here?
Yeah.
I'm here.
But yeah. So that's kind of, I don't know, where I feel like my word went for the year. And I'm ending it, man, with some serious consistency. I feel like I've been more on top of my supplements. I feel like I've been more on top of my reading life.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, there's a lot of things that like I'm ending the year in mm-hmm. December, like putting in the effort and, and trying to really set myself up for doing that and being, you know, more consistent in the new year. And so I think that that is something. It's helpful. Yeah. And I think also, I'm just going to keep talking, trying to look at it more from like that 80-20 principle. And I've even just recently been re-listening to the book, The Feel Good Effect, because I really like what she has to say about this sort of process of having it be like the daily things that you're doing over and over again that are going to get you to the progress more mm-hmm. so than just having the big goal and having grace with yourself and following that 80-20 principle of not just like throwing the baby out with the bathwater, because I think that I can tend to do that. And I think a lot of us can. And so instead of just getting to like October of this year and being like, well, I just totally messed up my reading goal, it's out the window, just forget about it, I doubled down. I was like, no, I want to see progress here. I want to see change here. What can I do to make this look different? And I want to be feeling better and, you know, not just kind of like throwing the rest of it away, being like, well, I'm just going to eat whatever I want to eat. And I'm going to just kind of like do whatever until December 31st and then make the changes in the new year. I've been slowly like, no, let's get ourselves back on track.
Yeah. You've, if nothing else, you've honed the areas that you can be consistent in.
Yeah.
And you can ask that of yourself and you're doing it.
Yeah. I'm really good at taking a bath every night.
Yeah. That's something.
And I made that happen.
You read, you know, like, so you're multitasking, you're dovetailing something
yeah,
to that thing you're already doing. Like, you're getting smarter, you're working smarter at different areas. Yeah. Yeah. And, but you had, I think you had to learn like what's realistic to be consistent in and what's just pie in the sky goal. Yeah. And those are important things to iron out so that you can be a friend to yourself and not.
Yeah. And what do I even actually want to be consistent in? Cause sometimes I think we do that. Well, I should be consistent in this, or so-and-so is doing this, and really trying to figure out, well, what actually matters to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you and your word, let's talk about it.
Well, okay. My word was passion.
Yes.
Passionate. And we both saw that going in the direction of baking and cookie decorating. And this is the year I learned how to make croissants. And I mean, I could feel myself come alive in the bakery and come alive with a decorating bag in my hand. And just, I don't know that I've felt those feelings before, like a giddiness in my heart, like, oh my gosh. So of course that fit with passionate. Of course, that's where it's going to lead. And I thought as the school year ended and I planned for the fall, I really thought I would have an opportunity. I had one ninth grader at home that I was homeschooling, and he and I have such a good rhythm. We've been doing this just the two of us for a while, and he was going to take some core classes. I was outsourcing those. So what I was overseeing and what he like, it really was going to allow my schedule tremendous flexibility where I could pick up this new skill, cookie decorating, and be in the bakery. And this is like my new identity. Like this is what I do. I'm a baker and a decorator. And then the record scratched in September, and my 11th grader came home to be homeschooled. And then again in October, my fifth grader came home to be homeschooled, and I had to give up the early morning shift at the bakery because I just couldn't do all that was being asked of me and that. And really what I needed to be doing was what my family needed from me, which was to be homeschooling three again out of my five. So, I mean, and that was out of nowhere. I had no preparation for that. So to jump into 11th grade in September was daunting and overwhelming and hard. And I had homeschooled him all the way through ninth grade. So it's not like we're reinventing the wheel. Like but still that really took me some time to put things together and figure it out.
Well, and I think part of it too was it wasn't just like, oh, we're doing something different. It had started to be an identity shift.
Yep.
I'm no longer the homeschooling mom. I am pursuing my own passions, moving forward with that.
Yep. And that was part of what made it so hard is that I was moving into this role that I was thrilled about. And then it was pulled. And that was tough. I mean, just to be really honest, that was really hard emotionally to process and to not feel resentful and to get back into the mindset of homeschooling when I'd kind of let that go for a couple of kids. And so it was very challenging, but I would say now several months into it, and I've heard myself use this word, I've heard my husband use the word passionate about homeschooling, that the curriculum that fell into my lap, the method, the way to incorporate those three kids that are home into doing something aligned in the same period of history, and then driving out from there, just different spokes from that history hub. I have felt myself come alive and remember why I loved doing this. The relationships with each of those kids I didn't see so much that was going on in their hearts until they were next to me. And I was giving my time in that way to them again. And I have just found myself feeling passionate. And I said that word without recognizing the connection.
Yeah.
A couple times. And then I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I thought that word was about baking. I thought that's what it was.
Yeah.
And as resentful and as cautious as I felt to get in back into homeschooling, once I submitted it, once I was okay, and it took me a while. It wasn't a pretty process really at all. But once I got my heart there to see what God did and what he knit together, that it overwhelms me that I thought I was heading in this direction and he had this plan for me, and his plan is so much better than what I would have scripted or planned for myself, that it's so right to be right where God puts you and wants, and to feel him equip me for a job I'm not equipped for.
Yeah.
An 11th grader honors classes and Spanish too, for goodness sakes. I took French. I am not equipped. There's not enough of me. It's not there. But to feel every day God work through that, like, that's what I feel passionate about, is to be right where God wants me. I want to stay there. I want to be listening. I want to be submissive. And there's nothing that beats that feeling. So I'm ending the year still feeling my heart filled up and passionate, but completely different,
different
place than I thought it would
be
about. And really, I don't want to say I wouldn't change it, because it was hard, but I would tell myself a year ago, like let go of what you think it should look like and just be, you know, be ready for God to take it in a different direction, because I really thought I understood where it was going and I was so excited about it. And really, I mean, baking is something I'm passionate about and always will be, but God had a different plan for this year, and his plan is better. So
I also want to acknowledge that the baking hasn't gone away. If you look at your life in just the last couple of weeks, you have been in the kitchen a lot. You have fulfilled cookie orders for people who have, you know, ordered them from you, and you've gotten it. It doesn't look exactly the way you thought it would, but it's also not been completely removed. And you've been able to think about it in new and fresh ways and new and fresh ideas, that it isn't what you thought it would be, but that component is still there. And I still see that passion there in you, and that budding and that excitement. It just is going in very different directions with even the baking.
Yeah, it is. And I find myself having the year, because it was a full year that I was at the bakery. That really did teach me some things, and some of them were subtle. Some of them, it's like your instincts have changed. Mm-hmm. And so it's harder to quantify that until you need an instinct and you're like, oh no, I know what to do.
Yeah.
I know how to make this work. So it's just interesting that training has allowed me to do more in my home than I could have before, because I would have been limited by, you know, I was thinking a different way. I was thinking as a home baker, and now I have a little more training as a professional baker in a home kitchen. So it really did alter what I can do and how I can do it and the quantities I can do and what I can say yes to or no to. I know what's more realistic.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful for that, because it allows me to keep doing on the side when there's time, something that just fills me up. I love doing. It's not gone. Like you said, it's not gone. It's not like I had to say, well, goodbye. I'll let that go forever, because I'm just going to be at home homeschooling forever. It's not like that, but it is there, and it feels different. And I'm grateful to have a little bit more skill set in my toolbox to be able to pull out when it's needed, because there's things I said yes to this year, this December especially, that I could not have a year ago. I just would have thought, can I do that?
I'm not sure.
And this year is like, no, I can, and this is how I'll do it.
And you've really made the most of the situations that you've had, you know, with your nieces and nephews. You've really poured into doing the sweets for their birthdays, and like you took the opportunities in front of you and made the most of them with the skills that you were developing. And it may not have been the ones that you necessarily wanted to be, like, you wanted it to be in a bigger place, but it's allowed, mm-hmm. like, you've still said, like, well, where can I utilize this? Yes. And you've really done it.
Yeah, I really have. Well, I have a lot of opportunities because I have a lot of nieces.
Yes, you do.
There's always a birthday.
Yeah.
Always a birthday. So, and you know, people are very willing to let me practice. Yeah.
For sure.
So I have had some opportunities, and what better than to be like, I've just had such sweet experiences making like cookies for this specific nephew, and you get to pray over them and think about them and think about what they're passionate about and how can I represent that in a cookie and or a series of cookies and in a cake. And that's been so delightful to be able to give that way, like dovetail my love mm-hmm. for them and what I'm trying to learn into one little celebration. It makes sense. And so I can continue practicing, quote unquote, on them.
Yeah.
As long as I like.
Yeah. And you're like, I remember when you were just applying for the job at the bakery and the amount of time that we took figuring out what your designs were going to be for the cookies and like all of that. And then to just get messages from you now, and you're like, look what I made. It's like, I didn't even know you were making that. You know, like it's your brain has gone into that different place and you have the vision for it and the, you know, like the confidence. And that has been so fun to see develop in you.
Well, I appreciate that. And it does feel like the process has been demystified a little bit. Like it would have been overwhelming to think, okay, I've got to mix the dough. I've got to chill the dough. I've got to roll the dough out. I've got to cut the cookies, bake the cookies, make the you know, there's all those steps and it can be, okay, I'm going to have a decorating day and a baking day. And now it's when you do it more often, it's like, okay, so I've got to do that, but it doesn't feel as, it doesn't feel as intimidating. It's just the process is definitely demystified and I can do it when I need it. Like it's a better skill, you know, the skill's been honed and
it's
there when I need it and what could get better and better with more training. And that's exciting, but also where I'm landing right now, I'm content and I'm grateful for the opportunities I've had and what I can do. And
so,
you know, if that's a direction in the future, I would be delighted, but I'm also so grateful for the year I had and the way the head baker, she just took me under her wing and showed me so many things that now, like what a gift to be able to do in my home and to make fresh croissants for a Saturday morning. Like, I would never have thought I could have done that. That was just like a pipe dream. And that happened this year.
Yeah.
So I'm really thankful.
Yes. Yeah. And it's been fun to see the passions in you develop, even if they weren't
what I thought they would be.
Yep. And now I just feel even more daunted about picking my word
for it. I know. It always weighs heavy, especially when you know it's not going to look like what I think it is.
Yeah. Ooh. Like, do I want to do that again to myself?
Right.
No, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what kind of word can I pick that can't go awry?
Oh, they all can.
Oh, they all can.
Turn.
Yeah. Oh, man. Ladies, we all know there's honestly nothing more important than taking care of ourselves, right? Because if we aren't taking care of ourselves, then we aren't able to take care of our kids and our families and all of the things that we have to do. If you're not feeling your best, you can't be your best. But Sambucol helps you feel your best with powerful immune support, powered by nature's superfruit, black elderberry. You guys, I swear by this stuff because as a voice actor and a person who has to be talking and working all the time, and as a single mom, I do not have time to be dealing with not feeling my best. It's just not an option for me. So I take Sambucol to make sure I keep doing what I need to do. I have just made it a part of my everyday routine, especially during these kind of winter months when I know I'm more susceptible to things, because I want to provide provide myself with the best immune support out there, and I know that Sambucol will do that. It is the original black elderberry and was developed by a virologist, so I know I'm getting a great, high-quality product that has a ton of support for my immune system so that I can keep rocking it. I can keep doing all the things and be there for the people that I need to be there for. Plus, I'm really picky, so I'm really appreciative that I know I can trust this product and that I don't mind the taste. We have loved trying it in all of its different forms. It's so easy to get the gummies into my kids. A lot of times I will take the syrup. My son likes to drink their drink powder. I can get one of their products into each of my people and make sure that I am supporting my whole family and making sure our immune systems are in their tip-top shape. It's really just a no-brainer because it's so good for you and such an easy thing to add to your everyday wellness routine. So if you want to give it a try and support your immune system and your family's immune systems, get 15% off your next order of $9.99 or more at sambucolusa.com and use my code LIVEWELL for 15% off. That's sambucolusa.com and use my code LIVEWELL for 15% off at checkout. And I just want to thank Sambucol for helping support my family's immune systems and for supporting this show by sponsoring Live Well Anyway. Yeah. So were there any things, well, I know there were, but, and maybe I'm like springing this question on you, and so I just need to be the one to answer it. But were there things that you discovered in 2021 that you like, products or anything that you're like, oh, I found this and I love it?
Do you have something in mind that
I do? I do. And I know there are things that you are going to be like, oh yeah, of course. First of all, our Coco and Eve self-tanner.
Oh yeah, of course.
Hello. That was
life-changing.
Yes. Like I had never really done it before. And it, yeah, that was a game changer. The only thing for next year is I just want more of it. Like yeah. I need to invest in more bottles when they go on sale so I can be like really on top of staying fake tan. Yeah. So I love the Coco and Eve, and a more recent find is Ilia.
Mm-hmm,
I'm so glad I tried it, and I'm so glad that you like sparked my interest in it, and I love it so much more than I even thought I would. I mean, I will always love Thrive and the certain products from Thrive. You know, I'm like dead set on their mascara and, you know, so many different things, but those two brands for me, like the skincare kind of component that Ilia has and sort of the simplicity that it's brought to my makeup routine. And I love all of their lip stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hydrating.
Yes.
Yeah. I really do love it. And I've gone through three seasons with it now, and I don't know which season I like it best in. I mean,
really,
it's so great in the winter because it's so hydrating. The serum is like,
yeah,
my skin is just so dry. So the winters can be really hard, but it doesn't dry me out. I love it.
It never looks cakey. It just like, yeah. It truly just, it was everything I was looking for in a base for my face, where it was like it gives me a little bit of a veil, but it really soaks in. It doesn't feel like I'm wearing this layer on top of my face, and it still has like my real skin glow through. And I love it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you like it so much.
Yeah.
I think I need to get another color because my winter color is almost a little light. I think I'm going to play around with that a little bit, but they do have so many shades and their matching system is pretty accurate.
Yeah. I was very impressed.
Yeah. It really narrowed it down. And I think it's because it's very generalized. It's not like you're doing a foundation that's high coverage where you really have to get it right. It's much more sheer than that.
Yeah.
It has the SPF in it. So that's.
Yes. And it's not chemical.
Yeah.
That really sold me when I saw just how good it is with the zinc. I was like, wait a minute. I did not think that was going to be the case. And so for it to be like such an enriching serum that I truly feel like it's part of my skincare in the morning, and then to have it be a 40 SPF with zinc that is non-nano and has no silicone, I was like, this is legit, all of it.
See, that means much less to me than it does to you, but I'm thrilled.
Like, I just liked it.
Yeah, I just liked it. I like the hydration.
Yeah. Well, like the sunscreen thing has always been a big thing for me. And it's so hard to find a good one and one that doesn't feel like cakey on your skin. And all summer long, I'm always putting like one underneath whatever it is I'm wearing, and it never really matches my skin all that well and all of that. But then to have it, and I'm always told like, you have to have a separate sunscreen, but with the Ilia, I really feel like, no, you don't. Like, it, this is a true mineral sunscreen that doesn't have the silicone in it and is not nano zinc. So it's not like bad for your system. And it is a full coverage sunscreen. And I'm so excited about that.
Yeah. No, me too then.
Yes.
I'm there with you. That's great.
Well, I feel like it minimizes steps that I have to do and products that I have to have. Because it's like all in there.
And really, my favorite is still the primer. I don't know if you've tried.
I still haven't tried the primer yet.
But that I love, because it's like all the work I did to moisturize my face, and then the primer, and then that on top, like it's a good layering where I feel like I'm keeping the moisture, and I really like it. I love the way it feels. It's a serum based primer. And I really like that. And then the lip, I mean, I love their lip wear from the stick to the, what's it called? The tube.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. They all they feel so hydrating and I love the color choices that they have. You know, I just kind of went out on a limb and I got, I think, their dusk set, like their little kit that they had, because it was supposed to be for cool skin. And I was a little leery about some of the stuff that was going to be in there. And I love all of it. And I use all of it like every day. And it's just been magical. I want all of it. I want to buy all of their lip stuff. I want to buy, like, I want to try all of it, because I've just been so impressed with what they've put out there.
Well, and the colors will look a little scary dark, but it doesn't layerable, right?
No, they go on very sheer and they're buildable. And it's unlike any makeup brand I think I've tried before.
Yeah. Me too. I really enjoyed it. And they do have very good sales periodically. Mm-hmm. I get emails from them, but they're always like purposeful, like with this is going on sale or this, or hey, you like this product and it's on sale. So I've appreciated their marketing as well. And I like the packaging. It's very simple. And
yeah,
I just love the hydration and the dewiness. I feel like there's just a dewiness to my skin that's I just, in the winter, that is so hard to come by.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate it. And even in the summer, like in the heat of the summer, I mean, we had that June that was all 100 degrees and it didn't melt off. It didn't. And that was probably the primer, you know, maybe more than anything else, but it stayed exactly where it was, even in the heat and sweating. I really appreciated that it wasn't something that it was gone, you know, 2 hours later, because I've worn it to work out. I've sweat and it's there.
Yeah.
Until I wash it off, it's there.
Yeah. It's a great product. I'm really excited to just like keep using it and trying more things from them. And yeah, I think it's a great brand. I'm excited. So thank you.
Well, that was a good discovery. I think I mentioned to you before, but I don't think we've talked about it. The clean towels.
Oh yeah. We haven't talked about it on the show. You've told me, but we haven't talked about it. And now I would like to have you know it shows up on my Instagram every day.
Of course
day.
It does, because I said it out loud. And now all of you will also have ads.
Yes.
But man, has that made a difference for my face. And at first that felt so wasteful, like to have a, it's basically a paper towel that you're pulling out of the little package, although they've been so smart about it. It's compostable, and it comes in this little box with little tabs on the back, so you can stick it on the side of your cabinet. Like I stick it behind the toilet paper holder, so it doesn't take up counter space in your room. It's not in the way. You don't see it, but you wash your face and then you dry it with the clean towel. And the reason being that like hand towels or even your washcloth, like it carries bacteria even when it's freshly washed. Mm-hmm. And I really have seen a difference in my skin. That was a much bigger factor than I realized, but I've liked the shift. I just feel like, okay, nothing else has touched this and I'm throwing it away.
Yeah. And it's all like compostable and like good, not going to kill the environment and all that stuff. Like you told me, the thing that really caught my eye on Instagram with it the other day was they had three bins and they put water, like clear bins. They put water. Have you seen this ad?
No.
Okay. They put water and then they put, I think like baking soda to like strip out of it, whatever it was in it. And they took one of the little towels that you're talking about. And then two different, like a washcloth and another like hand towel that were clean. Mm-hmm. And they put them in the water and like all of these suds came out of the ones that were clean and like dirt came out and like the water was like brown. Mm. But the one that was obviously the throwaway one, whatever it's called, what are they called?
Clean towels.
Clean towels. It was clean. The water was still clear and there was nothing else in there. And it was like, oh, yeah, that's probably true.
Those things, like I can't unsee that or unhear, like bacterial stuff is I've got a thing with it. I mean, you know, from like raw chicken and my issues with bacteria. So once I started going down that rabbit hole, I was in it and I was like, yep, will not be drying my clean face on something that's harboring all sorts of bacteria, even though I believe it to be clean. It's like going from a regular vacuum cleaner to a Dyson. And then you're like, oh,
yeah,
I thought this carpet was clean and look at all that just like came out of it. You know, it's that transition. I probably would never be able to go back. Like it just, in fact, I ran out of my towels. There was an overlap before I got the next shipment and I just let my face air dry. It was like, I'm not
doing it
with anything. But I really have seen a difference. Like just in, I have rosacea and monthly cycle acne and all kinds, and it really has improved my face. So who knows how much of that was bacterial related.
Yeah.
It has helped. And maybe it's even just a little peace of mind kind of thing too. Mm-hmm.
Well, and for me, like, I also know that like on that little thing I saw, those were clinging towels and I am often not replacing the towel I'm drying my face with every day.
Right.
Like, it's not a fresh new clean one every day.
Right.
So that was also like, oh, that was just the clean one. What about this one that I've been using for this week?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing that'll start to play in your mind. And why I felt like, okay, I'm just going to try it. But then it really is. So it has a textured side and a flat side.
Okay.
And I like that too. If I am going to just, you know, you could use it as a washcloth and get it wet and wipe your face off with that textured side, or you can use the dry side or the non-textured side to dry, but it's soft. It's not abrasive. It's not pulling, where sometimes a hand towel, I feel like it can be a little harsh.
Yeah.
And this is very soft. So it's made for your face.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah. And if anybody else has a nose ring, like it gets hooked on those little on the towel, you can get it. And the towels, the clean towels do not have that. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nose ring safe towels.
Nose ring safe.
Everybody.
Nose ring safe. Yeah.
Good deal. I am trying to think if there was anything else. Well, they happen to be a sponsor today, but I'm going to go ahead and mention them because I ordered at New Year's, or not New Year's, at Black Friday all by myself because I really love this company and the product they put out, and I was excited about it. But the Organifi drinks, okay, like the powders, you guys will hear about it more in today's ad, but I legitimately bought at the sale because I know that I see a difference in my health. I specifically am using the green powder. Like, I really love that one. And I'm trying out the Harmony powder, which is supposed to be for women's hormonal support. So I'm still like giving that a trial run to see how things go. But I love the greens. And especially if I feel like I'm not staying completely on top of my diet, I feel like, okay, I'm getting like such a power punch of like superfoods, and it's got ashwagandha and all of this other stuff in it that I feel like, okay, this is like a legitimate thing I can be doing for my health, especially knowing that I'm not great about eating, period. Like, I would just not eat if I didn't have to. Gosh. And so this is like a thing that I can do for myself to be like, okay, you are getting nutrients from like real foods. And so that makes me feel positive about my health.
Makes me feel positive about your health.
Thank you.
I'm always worried about.
I know. It's really a thing. But this is like something that I can do for myself and be like, okay, I'm getting nutrients today. I'm building up my system. And so that's one of those finds from this year for sure that I'm carrying over into the new year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was going to talk about like our planners and stuff, but I think that we can sort of save that for next week and how we're doing planning with our kids. And I know we'll already be into New Year. So we'll just say like, I'm using Power Sheets. You're using.
It's called Christian Planner.
Okay. So
I think that's the name of the company. Let me look. Yeah. Christian Planner. Yep.
So we'll have those linked in the show notes if you guys are curious about what we are using for like our goal setting and planning and all of that for the new year. And then also we have the tracker that is available in Patreon, and that can actually be like downloaded and printed and bound if you want to be doing that kind of tracking that we sort of talked about. And then we're going to have a lot of community around that whole idea in Patreon in this next year. And I'm even going to have open office hours if people need like extra support with their planning and their tracking and all that kind of thing. So that stuff that is coming up in Patreon to be supporting you in your goals and, you know, just figuring out what you even need to change in your life in the new year. So that's kind of stuff that we have going on. But we will go into the nitty-gritty details of what we are actually planning and what our goals actually are for 2022 next week, which is also next year. Woo! So, yeah, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
And we will talk to you in 2022. All right, you guys, that's it for not only this week's episode, but for all of 2021. Oh my word, I think we are all ready to kiss this year goodbye and move on to at least different things in 2022. So if you would like to find the show notes for this episode, then you can go to mackenziekoppa.com and click on podcast. That's where you can find all of the show notes from all of the episodes, but you can also just swipe up in whatever app you are listening to this episode on and find the show notes right there. Of course, if you are in an app listening to the show, I would dearly love it if you would go ahead and subscribe and also maybe leave a rating and review. That really helps the show to grow. And of course, talking about it to your friends, telling them on social media, telling them in person. You guys are my marketing machine. You are the ones who get the word out about Live Well Anyway. And I think we all kind of want to learn to live well anyway going into 2022, right? You feel me? Let's do this together. Let's be a community of trying to live well in the midst of all of the crazy. I love you ladies. I am so, so grateful for you. A big shout out to Kiel, my amazing producer who does all of the hard legwork behind this show. I am so grateful for her, and I could not do it without her. So thank you, Kiel Lemon, My name should probably be Lemon because you make lemonade out of all of the mess that I send you to make this a successful and awesome podcast. So thank you so much, Kiel. All right, you guys, until next week and until next year, go be bold and gracious.